Homelessness is a problem many New Jersey residents may not even be aware of. Over the past 5 years, the number of people identified as being unhoused spiked 70% to almost 14,000. And the total is expected to climb even higher this year. More from WHYY's David Matthau.
Some homeless individuals find shelter from freezing temperatures in train stations, on buses, and in warming centers, while others remain outside with their belongings in shopping carts and bags. Crystal De Leon spends much of her time sitting outside a laundromat. She says she's been living on the street for 7 years, and she cannot go to a shelter because of a back issue, but she feels happy to be alive.
I'm emotionally shook that, oh my God, I made it, because I'm not even supposed to be standing.
Thaisa Kelly of Monarch Housing Associates says homelessness is an affordability issue.
If we really want to address homelessness successfully in New Jersey, we need to be creating more housing that is affordable at various price points for families and individuals.
She says even as the need for helping homeless people is rising, there is increasing concern about federal programs for the unhoused that are being cut. From the New Jersey desk, David Matthau, WHYY News.
Federal data show thousands of people are dropping their health insurance plans purchased through the Affordable Care Act marketplace. On average, premium costs have nearly doubled over the loss of federal subsidies, and older residents are seeing some of the highest prices. 64-year-old retired schoolteacher Catherine Bukovecki, she says she and her husband are paying a whopping $2,900 a month for coverage in Delaware.
We are lucky enough to have accounts where we can pull that money from. We didn't want to, but when I think of all the people that there's no way, where are they going to get that money? My heart breaks. I don't know what they do.
Efforts in Congress to revive the federal subsidies have stalled. Pennsylvanians are considering what Governor Josh Shapiro said in his budget address last week. Among other things, he noted the state needs to invest in higher education to develop the workforce. Governor Shapiro also said college will not be the only path for young people as they enter adulthood.
College isn't the only path to success. Some Pennsylvanians will find success by joining the military. Some will serve right here in our Commonwealth. Some will serve right here in our Commonwealth by joining the Pennsylvania National Guard.
Governor Shapiro also said he'll be urging the State Board of Education to aid students by focusing on scheduled recess and breaks during the day within schools. The 76ers visit the Trailblazers tonight. And your forecast looks like this: a golden day with sunshine. It'll be cold, though, a high of 32 with a few afternoon clouds.